Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, Anchalila chapter 17. These last chapters of Anchalila are all about Lord Chaitanya's Gambhir Lila. This was a very confidential closing chapter, the final chapter of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. The last chapter of the book of his life and teachings. And in these few chapters, we find something about the unlimited depth and the unlimited, ceaseless breaking of waves of the heart of Srimati Radharani. It's very difficult to contain an entire ocean within a small container. The ocean has vast amount of water, and we cannot contain the ocean within a small container or keep the ocean, hold it. So the ocean of Radharani's Mahabhav Samudra or Mahabhav Sindhu is unlimited. How much water there is in the ocean, no one can measure, no one can weigh. It's an unlimited amount of water, practically speaking. So there's water and ras. There's an unlimited amount of ras, prem ras, madhura ras in Radharani's heart. And Krishna wanted to understand something of that rasa and taste something of Radharani's love and heart. So when he came in this world in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna was eagerly searching for that experience of Radharani's unlimited love. So when Mahaprabhu came to Puri, this ocean, this setting, this holy dam of Sri Ketra was very favorable to inspire Mahaprabhu to go deep into the ocean of Radharani's love. There's this ocean. He's right there, and he came here every day. He so much liked to be at the ocean. Came every day and bathed in the ocean. Even came at night sometimes and entered the ocean. Because it was a stimulant, an udipan. It would stimulate or incite or arouse his deep feelings. These feelings of Mahabhav, which he was hankering to experience in the form of Krishna. So now he has the opportunity, Krishna has the opportunity in the form of Gauranga to experience these feelings. However, when Mahaprabhu tried to contain the ocean of Radharani's heart, or let's say when Krishna in the form of Mahaprabhu tried to contain the unlimited ocean of Radharani's Mahabhav in his heart, he couldn't do it. Krishna's heart was not big enough. He could not contain it. Just like if you have a backpack and then I put in 200 kilos of iron in your backpack versus a strong pack, you'll collapse on the ground. You can't stand there. If I put some load on your back like a donkey, if you keep loading the donkey, then it'll fall flat on the ground. It can only bear and carry so much weight. So Krishna, Shamsundar Brajendra Nandan, he could not carry the weight of Radharani's love. He could not carry the weight of Radharani's Mahabhav. Radharani is carrying, sometimes crying, sometimes in man, sometimes prem vajitya, different states of Mahabhav, Madanakya, Modanakya, Mahabhav, in union and in separation. But she was maintaining her Swamini Roop, her form, Vrishabhanu Nandini Roop. She was not becoming. Her body never became distorted due to the intense Mahabhav she was carrying in her heart and expressing and offering to Krishna. Radharani never became distorted, her body never became distorted. And there's no account or any description that Radharani ever became like a turtle. But in this particular chapter, the verses will hear that Lord Chaitanya became, when he was experiencing this separation that Radharani was experiencing in Vrindavan from Krishna, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just couldn't contain it. This chapter 17 describes the bodily transformations of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This vikar transformations, vapu. Let's say Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vapu vikar. Vapu vikar, the transformations of his vapu or body. The summary is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur of this chapter. He says that absorbed in transcendental ecstasy, Mahabhu went out one night without opening the doors to his room. After crossing over three walls, he fell down among some cows belonging to the district of Tailonga. There he remained unconscious, assuming the aspect or form of a tortoise. Text 1. Likyate Srila Gaurendor Atyadbhutam Alokikam Jerjishtam Tadmukach Trutva Divyonmada Vicheshtitam. So this is all about Divyonmad. Divya, transcendental, alokik, transcendental, spiritual. Mada means kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada. Mada means intoxication. The word mada means intoxication. And also, when you're intoxicated, you go a little crazy, act a little crazy, a little madly. So this is madness. Divyonmad, unmad. Unmad means totally, completely besides oneself in madness. So this is a type of mahabhav. So this is verse 1 of chapter 17. So this is setting a theme. This is the Paribhasa Sutra. Paribhasa Sutra for this chapter. This sutra or shloka which summarizes the basic point that this chapter will convey. This chapter will describe Divyon Mad Vicheshtitam. Vicheshta. Vicheshta means the activities. The activities of the Lord at the level of Mahabhav. Divyon Mad Mahabhav. Unmad. So this is the introductory verse by Krishnas Kaviraj, the author. And of course he was he heard all of these pastimes directly from Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who was living with him in Shamakund. Krishnas Kaviraj said, I am simply trying to write Likyate about Lord Gaurachandra's transcendental activities, Gorindu, which are very wonderful, Adbhutam Alokikam. Adbhutam Alokikam. I am trying to write about Lord Gaurachandra's transcendental activities and spiritual madness, Divyonmad, which are very wonderful and uncommon. I dare to write of them only because I have heard from the mouths of those who have personally seen the Lord's activities. So he's not mentioning Raghunath Das's name here, but he heard something from Rupa Goswami and from Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was living for 16 years here in Jagannath Puri, and he was an eyewitness to all these beautiful pastimes and Adbhuta, Alokik Leela, Adbhuta Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he narrated those memories and experiences directly to Krishna's Kaviraj. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. This is Mangalacharan. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda and Dvaita Chandra, and all the devotees of the Lord. He Mata Mahaprabhu Ratri Divase Unmadera Cheshta Pralap Kare Prema Veshe. Absorbed in ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted and talked like a madman day and night. Unmad, madman, cheshta, ratri diva. Ekadina Prabhu Swarup Ramananda Sange Arda Ratri Gunaila Krishna Katarange. In the company, Sangha, of Swarup Damodara Goswami and Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu once passed half the night talking about the pastimes of Krishna. Arda Ratri Krishna Kata Arange. Jabai Jai Bhava Prabhur Karaye Udhai Bhavanu Rupa Gita Gaisa Rupa Mahashai. As Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda and Mahaprabhu talked about Krishna, Swarup Damodar would sing songs exactly appropriate for Mahaprabhu's transcendental emotions. Bhav Prabhu Karaye Udhai. Udhai, Udila Aruna, means rising. Mayapur Chandra Odai, Chandrodai. Mayapur Chandra Odai Mandir, the temple of the rising moon of Lord Gauranga. Mayapur Chandra. Udai, when Mahaprabhu's bhav would rise, there were certain bhavas and feelings that rise in his heart, then to push those feelings to the utmost limit, prema sima, well, prema sima, to push those bhavas and feelings to the utmost limit from behind, because Radharani was pulling those feelings out of Krishna's heart, of Mahaprabhu's heart. And from one side Radharani was pulling, and from the other side Lalita Sakhi was pushing. So if you want to make fast progress, someone pulls you from the front and pushes you from the back, you'll go very fast. One person is pulling you, another pushing you. So Radharani was pulling all these feelings, drawing out, hara. Radharani's name was hara, means to draw out, to pull, to take out. So all these feelings are being drawn out of Radha's heart. Radharani's bringing all these feelings out of Mahaprabhu's heart so Krishna could experience them and taste them. And Srup Damodara is Lalita Sakhi. So she's pushing from the backside. As those bhavas would rise in the heart of Mahaprabhu, then Radharani would pull more, and then Srup Damodara would sing bhajans, sing shlokas from Gita Govinda by Jayadeva Goswami, sing shlokas from Krishna Kanamrita by Govamangala Thakur, sing shlokas from Dasama Skanda, Rasa Panchadaya. So this pushing was going on, heavy pushing from the backside by Srup Damodara. Srup Damodara would sing songs, Bhav Anurupa Gita, Bhav Anurup Gita, Bhav Anurup, following the form of that Bhav, Gita Gaya Sarup Mahashaya, Gita Gaya Sarup Mahashaya. This is poetry. Gita Gaya Sarup Mahashaya. So this going side by side, Lord Chaitanya's Bhav went up this far, then Srup Damodara took further. Krishna's Kaviraj said that this is called absorbed reading. When we're absorbed in reading, just like if you're watching a movie and you're seeing a particular scene, then your mind is also working. You're looking at the present, the exchange between the hero and the heroine, but you're also thinking, what's going to happen next? Well, this guy's coming on, and this guy, this guy, who's this guy? This guy just came on the scene. Oh, he's talking really heavy. Oh, then you, and as the scene unfolds, then you'll find out who he is. Hey, the other day you cheated me. You don't know. He just walks on the hero and the heroine are just sitting on a beach at Puri. All of a sudden, a third person walks up. Hey, and you're thinking, and then your mind is saying, who is this? Right? Hey, this is my wife. Then you're thinking, that guy sounds angry. And then the other guy says, so what? And then the guy pulls out a gun. This is what. And then so then your mind is thinking, what's going to happen? And then you think, is he going to get shot, or will he talk his way out of it, or will he leave, or what? It's like this. So when we read, this is an example. So when we read Shastra, we read one verse, then we should think, what's going to happen next, in order to capture our mind. So this is getting involved. So we read this one verse, and it says that Srup Damodara was singing Bhav Anurupa Gita Ghai. He was singing he would sing songs exactly suitable for Mahaprabhu's transcendental emotions. The next question is, well, what songs? He sang songs, so if you're absorbed in the Shastra, then your mind is always thinking who, what, when, where, why, how, like this. So, okay, he sang songs. So if you're curious, you should read with curiosity. It's called, if you read with curiosity, it will increase our absorption. In other words, if we're attracted to the subject matter, then we're curious and we're interested to find out what's going on. So then, he sang songs. So if you're not curious and you're not interested, okay, so what, he sang songs. I sing songs. You know, my wife sings songs. Everybody sings songs. What's the big deal? No, but oh, what song, what kind of songs? Then you can think, oh, what kind of songs did he... He sang Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, Narottam Das. So then Krishnas Kaviraj, he's creating this kind of suspense in the dialogue and the description. So then he answers the question that our minds may have. Vidyapati Chandidas, Sri Gita Govinda, Bhavana Rupa Shloka, Padena Raya Ramananda. To complement the ecstasy of Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy would quote verses from books of Vidyapati and Chandidas, and especially from Gita Govinda and Jaya Goswami. So here, we're not actually getting the answer to our question, because it says that Sri Damodar would sing Gita Gaya, he would sing various songs. Then this verse is talking about Rai Ramananda, who of course is Vishakha. So Vishakha, Rai Ramananda, he or she was contributing to Mahaprabhu's ecstasy by reciting shlokas and verses from Gita Govinda and Chandidas' love poems and Vidyapati's love poems, and from his own Jagannath Vallabha Natakam, which is not mentioned here. And the exact type of songs that Sri Damodar was singing are not really mentioned, but we can understand that they were songs that were increasing the bhav. Madhye madhye apane Prabhu shloka padiya shlokera artha karin Prabhu vilap kariya. At intervals, Mahaprabhu would also recite a verse. Then in great lamentation, he would explain it. So Mahaprabhu was also reciting verses, vilap kariya, and in great and lamenting and great separation. Lamentation, one laments not in union, but one laments in separation. If you're having union with someone you love, then there's no lamentation. Lamentation is a type of deep sadness, deep sorrow, vilap, vilap kusamanjali. When one is separated from the one they love or they care for, then they feel this vilap. So Mahaprabhu is Radharani separated from Krishna. Yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravashayatam shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Govinda viraha. Radharani is experiencing Govinda viraha. Intense separation from Govinda. That Radharani is Mahaprabhu. E mate nana bhave ardharatri haila gosani re shayan kare dunhe ghare ghela. In this way, Mahaprabhu passed half the night experiencing varieties of emotions. Finally, after making the Lord lie down on his bed, Sri Damodar and Ramananda Roy returned to their homes. Gambirara dware govinda karila shayan sabaratri prabhu karin ucha sankirtan. Mahaprabhu's personal servant Govinda lay down at the door of Mahaprabhu's room, and all night long Mahaprabhu would loudly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Of course it says ucha sankirtan. So ucha sankirtan can be any kirtan, but Prabhupada is using his realization or his desire to present Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all night long. Because Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is Prem Nam. It's called Mukhya Nam. Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes there's two categories of Nam. There's Gona Nam and Mukhya Nam. Mukhya Nam are the primary names of the Lord, which describe about his Leela. These are the most powerful, the most purifying, and the most rasa-filled names of the Lord. Damodar, Shamasundar, Yashodanandan, like Sachinandan. These are names that are connected with the Lord's devotees, Nandulal, Nandanandan, Radhikanath, Radhanath. These are names that are connected with the Lord's intimate devotees, in Vatsalya Ras, or Sakhi Ras, or Madhuri Ras, and connected with these Braja Leelas. These names are full of Leela. They're full of rasa, braja ras. These are primary names. So when one chants these names, Kunja Vihari, then he very quickly and easily attains braja prem. The second category of names are called gonanam. These are names that describe the characteristics of Krishna or the qualities of Krishna in relation to the material world. So these are lokik. They're transcendental. but they do not produce Brajaprem. They can purify one. Jagannath, of course, if you think of Jagannath as Rajendranandan Shyamasundar, then that's another point. But Jagannath means the Lord of the Universe. Jagadish, Jagannath, Ishvara, Parameshvara, these are Gonanam. Like the Krishnas say, God. God is Gonanam. It is Aishvarya. It is full of the Aishvarya, the grandeur, the power, the opulence of God. So when it says Ucha Nam Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu is spending the whole night chanting Nam Sankirtan, he would be chanting Madhurya Nam of Krishna in relation to Madhurya Leela, because Mahaprabhu is Radharani searching for Krishna. So therefore, the Nam Sankirtan, it would be Prem Nam, Raja Prem Nam Sankirtan, it would be Madhurya Prem Nam, or Madhurya Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan is the category, it's Nam Sankirtan, but what Nam? Mukhya Nam, Prem Nam, Raja Prem Nam Sankirtan. So this is the type of name that Mahaprabhu is chanting. Radha, Madhava, Kunja Vihari, Banki Vihari, like this. So Prabhupada is taking the liberty, he's taking the liberty to translate Nam Sankirtan as Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Is there anything wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfect, obviously. Because Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also Mukhya Nam, it is also Prem Nam, and it is also Braja Prem Nam. It's because Nam Sankirtan means Braja Prem Nam Mukhya Nam. So exactly what names of the Lord he was chanting. Because Krishna, that is the perfect name of the Lord. That is the most rasic name in terms of tattva, siddhanta, and leela. The name Krishna is rasamoy, leelamoy, tattvamoy. It is full of tattva. The entirety of the Bhagavad tattva is contained in the name Krishna. There's no more perfect name to describe God than Krishna. Because it incorporates, it includes everything, all the aspects, the Aishwarya aspect of power, grandeur, the creator, the maintainer, the operator, destroyer, generator. It includes that aspect, then it includes the Rasaraj Mahabhav, or the Rasaraj aspect of Krishna, as the emporium of unlimited pastimes and sweet rasas of Vrindavan. All is all compacted in the name of Krishna. So the Mahamantra is Krishna. Name of Krishna. And Ram means Radharaman, Raman. Raman means the lover, the intimate, confidential, conjugal lover. Raman is Ram, Hari Ram. And Hare is, of course, Radharani, Hara, or Krishna, Hari. And these are all transcendental names. So many times Radharani is chanting Hari, 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 Hari. So Hari is Mukhya Nam. It is full of sweet, intimate, conjugal pastimes, the name Hari and Krishna. So the Maha Mantra is Nam Sankirtan. It is Prem Nam Sankirtan. So Prabhupada is perfect. And he's saying yes, because the Lord could have very well, Mahaprabhu could have very well been chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Not at night, maybe he was. Or he could have been chanting Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Madhavaya Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madan Mohan. These are also all Prem Nam. This is one point. So what is Lord Chaitanya doing all night?
Chanting.
And who is there at his door? Achambite shunena prabhu krishna venugan vavaveshe prabhu tahan karela prajhan. Suddenly Mahaprabhu heard the vibration of Krishna's flute. Then in great ecstasy Mahaprabhu began to depart to see Krishna. Achambite Shunena, Shunye, Krishna Venu, gone, Bhavavesh, absorbed in Bhav, Mahabhav, Bhavavesh, Mahabhavavesh, Mahabhu, Tahan, Karila Prayhan, he departed that place. So how is it possible that he heard the flute of Krishna? How is that possible? Was Krishna there? I thought Krishna left this world 5,000 years ago. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shudo Nityamukto Vinatvam Namanam and Oh. There's no difference between Krishna's name and Krishna's form and Krishna's qualities and Krishna's pastimes. So So Mahaprabhu is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Nam Sankirtan, and Krishna's form is there. Is Krishna's form, is it static or dynamic? Dynamic. Ecstatic, living consciousness. So when Mahaprabhu was chanting, then he had darshan. He heard the flute of Krishna. Ah, Krishna's calling me. Venunad, Venugan. Krishna's calling me. I must go. Why does he want to leave? Why does he want to depart the room? Because Krishna's calling. So when Krishna plays his flute in the Rasa dance, he doesn't say, Radharani, please come. He just plays one raga, Radha. And only this swara, this madhur swara, this swara is coming out, Radha, Radha. And Radharani hears the name, no matter how far away she is. And Yavatgram or Barsana, she hears Radha, Radha. And in that name is all the imploring. Krishna is imploring her, begging her, please come, please come. What does she do? She immediately runs out. So now, Krishna is experiencing Radha's bhav. So Mahaprabhu is in Gambira chanting. That means Radharani is chanting Krishna's name. And while Radharani is chanting Krishna's name, then she hears Krishna's flute. And she runs out of her house, isn't it? Who spoke to Shikshastakam? Radharani. And Mahaprabhu, this is the last chapter, chapter 20. Totally in Mahabhav. Antilila chapter 20, this verse was spoken. Last few minutes and days of his lila on this planet. Trinadapi sunichena tarori va sahishana amanina manidena kirtaniya sadhari. When one is separated from their better half, they become debilitated, weak. Without shakti, there's no strength. Without shaktiman. Shaktiman brings out the shakti, and shakti has purpose in relation to Shaktiman. So Radharani brings out Krishna's strength. They need each other. So when Radharani is separated from Krishna, then she feels too much weak, too much debilitated. So when you're feeling weak and debilitated, naturally you feel very humble. You don't have any strength. Like if you're a general, when you have your thousands of armies behind you, then you feel you have some strength. Well, let's go. All of a sudden, everybody turns around, runs away. Said, "We're not fighting this crazy king. You go." You go, "Oh, namaste." Become a little humble, isn't it? When you have 50,000 soldiers behind you, then you, "Let's go! Come on, let's go!" So when Radharani has Krishna with her, then she feels strength. But without Krishna, then she feels weak. So then she feels very humble. So this outpouring is coming. This is Krishna experiencing Radha's bhav, her humility. This is Radharani speaking. Who's speaking? Radharani. So Radharani's saying that this is me, that I feel like this. Why? Because I'm separated. This Radharani spoke this prayer in separation from Krishna. She spoke this prayer in Gambira Lila. Very deep, confidential, dark, inner region. This is the innermost region of Radharani's heart. The innermost region of Radharani's heart is rising up in her voice and coming out as a Shikshastakam. Secret treasures, Trinad, Api, Sunichi. I'm Sunichi, I'm lying on the ground. When Krishna left Vrindavan, then the gopis, they didn't go in their houses anymore, they're lying on the ground, lower than a straw in the street, covered with Brajaraj, Brajaduli, Goduli. Trinad, Api, Sunichi, Tarori, Vasahishana, Maninami, and then no pride, there's nothing to be proud of. Devotees are proud. What are devotees proud of? Devotees are proud of Krishna. We're not proud of ourselves, we're proud of Krishna. Krishnaman, called Krishnaman. Pride in Krishna. We're proud of our guru, we're proud of Krishna. But for ourselves, we're nothing. So Amanina, if she's feeling like this, my pride is my Krishna. Like we have this phrase in English, my pride and joy. Usually they're children, my pride and joy. So Radharani's pride and joy is Krishna. So without Krishna, where is her joy? There's no joy. There's no joy without the beloved. There's no pride. So Radharani's proud of Krishna. And she's joyful in his association. But without Krishna's association, then she becomes Sunichi, very humble. And what does she do? What does she do without his association? Then she tries to invoke his association by what? By Kirtaniya? Sarahari. By always chanting Krishna's name. So therefore, when Radharani is in Varsana or Yavagram, waiting to hear that flute sound of Krishna, besides what you said, getting dressed and getting ready, she's doing Kirtaniya Sadahari. She's always chanting Krishna's name. She doesn't even get dressed. The mandris and sakis, they brush her hair, they dress her. So everything's being done. They paint her hand, mehendi, jewelry painting, all ornamentation. So what does she do? She chants, she sings. So what is Mahaprabhu doing? Ucha Nam Sankirtan. And then passing his time in a Gambira, separated from Krishna. And then he hears the flute. Ah, Krishna's calling me. So then he began to depart, naturally. Tina Dwari Kapat Ache Acheta Lagya Bhavaveshe Prabhu Gela Bahira Hana. All three doors were locked, as usual. But Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, nevertheless, got out of the room and left the house. So it's very interesting that when Radharani was called by Krishna during Krishna Leela to go to Rasastali for Ras Leela, then she had to face many, many obstacles and impediments. These were locks. Locks means block. If there's some door is locked, that means your progress is blocked, correct? You can't go through a door. We're not ghosts. Ghosts can go through the door. So your forward progress is blocked by the lock on the door. So the lock on the doors of Radharani's progress, who are the locks on the door? Her mother-in-law, Jatila, her sister-in-law, Kutila, her so-called husband, Abhimanyu, her brother-in-law, Duramada. Mati means intelligence and Dura means bad. So Duramada means stupid. Bad intelligence, Duramada. It's Duramati, but when this combination Sandhi is there, the Mati becomes Da, Durmad. And Duramada is the brother of Abhimanyu, and that makes him what to Radharani? Brother-in-law. So this is a situation. These are big blocks. Radharani wants to run out of the house and meet with Krishna for the Rasa dance, but she has to overcome all these blocks, which are like locked doors. They're like big locked doors. So she has to overcome all those things. Very difficult. So in the same way as Radharani had to face so many obstacles to meet Krishna, then Krishna has to experience the same thing. Because now Krishna has taken the bhav and kanti of Radharani. The color of Radharani, the kanti, taptakanchana of Radhe, Gorangi, and the bhav of her heart. So now he has to experience this. So Mahaprabhu is experiencing so many blocks. Three locked doors. These are preventing his forward progress. These are preventing Mahaprabhu from getting out to join Krishna in the Rasa dance. Right? So you see the parallel pastimes, the similarity between Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. This is interesting, huh? The three locked doors. Nevertheless, he got out of the house. Was Radharani able to get out of the house for Rasa dance? Yes. Singha Dwara Dakshin Ache Tilangi Gabigan Tahan Jai Padila Prabhu Hana Achetan. Mahaprabhu went to a cow shed on the southern side. There the Lord fell down unconscious among cows from the district of Tailanga. So that makes sense. He's a coward boy. Krishna's Govinda and Gopal. He's a coward boy. So he fell down among the cows. Eta Govinda Mahaprabhur Shabdanapan Sarupere Balaila Kapata Kulia. Meanwhile, makes nice filming if you film all this, huh? Different scenes, now back there are the cows and the wall of the temple and the cow. Now the next scene, cameras and Gambira. And meanwhile, not hearing any sounds from Mahaprabhu, Govinda immediately sent for Swarup Damodar and opened the doors. Because we heard Ucha Nam Sankirtan, that Lord Chaitanya was passing the entire night Uchai means loudly chanting Nam Sankirtan. So Govinda was outside, he was lying outside the door. So if you're the servant and you're lying outside the door, then you can hear what's going on inside the room. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, I don't hear anything. Because he didn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pass by him. He's lying by the door, but somehow Lord Chaitanya is the greatest Houdini, greatest magic person. So Govinda didn't hear anything, so he immediately went to find Surabh Damodar to give the report, and then he opened the doors. Tabe Swarupa Gosai Sange Lana Bhaktagan Duti Jwaliya Karina Prabhura Anveshan. Then Surabh Damodar Goswami lit a torch and he went out with all the devotees to search for Mahaprabhu. So that's a nice search program. Iti Uti Anveshiya Singhadware Gela Gabi Ghan Madhye Jai Prabhure Poila. After searching here and there, all the devotees came to the cowshed near Singhadwara. There they saw Mahaprabhu lying unconscious among the cows. Petera Bitara Hasta Padakumera Akar Muke Fena Pulak Anga Netre Ashudhar. Mahaprabhu's arms and legs had entered into his trunk of his body, exactly like a tortoise. Korma. Pate Bitar. Sounds like Hindi. Pate Bitara Hastapada Korma Akar. Mahaprabhu's mouth was foaming. There were eruptions on his body and tears flowed from his eyes. Pulak Anga, all bumps on his body. Ashudhara, Netre Ashudhara. His eyes were holding, so many tears are flowing. Dhara means like a river, Rupanuga Dhara. Dhara. A flow of tears, a river of tears. So try to see the sight. A river of tears. Bumps all over his body. He's unconscious. His arms are inside. He looks just like a turtle. Golden turtle. What's the name of this form of Lord Chaitanya? Korma Chaitanya. So this is what happened. He tried to contain the intense separation, the intense mood of separation, love and separation that Radharani feels from Krishna. So when Krishna himself ventured into that ocean of love and separation, when Krishna entered into that ocean of Radharani's love and separation, then he became so much inundated by the waves and so much pulverized and beaten by the waves, endless waves of Radharani's Mahabhav Sagar, that he completely beat up his body. His whole body became distorted. Korma Akar. Arms went inside his body. So what does this sound like? Sounds like Lord Jagannath. Sounds like Lord Jagannath. Arms inside the body, no legs. Legs are gone, there's no legs. Jagannath is like a chest with no legs. Legs are inside. Turtle, you look at the turtle. Oh, no. Oh, turtle has no legs because they're inside. Turtle has no arms, they're inside. So Jagannath, a little bit coming out. Something. So this form of Korma Chaitanya, this is Radharani's Mahabhav Prakash, and Jagannath is Krishna. Krishna's Mahabhav Prakash. The actual form of the Mahabhav. Achaitana Parijachin Jena Kushmanda Fal Bahire Jadhima Antare Ananda Vival. As Mahaprabhu lay there unconscious amidst the cows, his body resembled a large golden pumpkin. Externally he was completely inert. But within, he felt overwhelming transcendental bliss. Gavi sava chodike shunke prabhura shriyanga dura kaile nahi chare prabhura shriyanga sangha. Shriyanga sangha. All the cows around the Lord were sniffing his transcendental body in all four directions. Chodike. in four directions. Ga, gabi. Shunke, shunke, sniffing. Oh, well, those are lucky cows. He's sniffing the body of Mahaprabhu. When the devotees tried to check these cows, the cows refused to give up their association with the transcendental body of Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so attractive that even the cows can't give up his association. Because they're thinking, this is our Gopal. This is Govinda Dev. This is Govindaji. They're smelling his body and they don't want to leave. And they say, go, you're disturbing him. Please, back away. Aneka karila jatna nahaya chaitanya prabhure utana gare anila bhaktagan. The devotees tried to arouse the Lord by various means, Mahaprabhu. But his consciousness did not return. Therefore, they all lifted him and brought him back home. We'll try to see the scene. Srup Damodar is there, Ramananda Roy is there, Govinda Das is there, maybe Jagannanda Pandit came, different devotees gathered over there. Devotees that were in a suitable rasa, they collected there. The word was out that Lord Chaitanya escaped. So Mahaprabhu escaped from the Gambhira. Great escape from the Gambhira. Red alert. Everybody's searching. But only those who have the Adhikara could search for him. Srup Damodar, Lita Sakhi, Rai Ramananda. So then these group, small group of devotees that discovered him by the gate of Tailanga, where all the cows were gathering. The Lord could not be aroused to consciousness. He was like just a limp golden pumpkin lying on the ground. They all together, they gathered and they lifted that golden pumpkin. Imagine a 7 feet long pumpkin or something like that. Of course his arms went, because he was from feet, now his legs are not there. So maybe he's only 4 feet long pumpkin or even 3 feet pumpkin. That's pretty big. So then they carried him. So imagine a scene, if you're watching this as a movie, how they would do this. They're all crying and carrying the Lord. Because they don't... try to understand. It's not... It's inconceivable, obviously, but try to conceive. And then you understand. How were they feel? How would you feel if you came and saw your most beloved friend with no arms and no legs? So strange. So many gona rasas, you know. Adbhuta ras, amazement, and ghastly, this vibhatsa ras, one of the rasas. There are 7 secondary rasas and 5 primary. So the secondary ras, vibhatsa, means ghastliness, the ghastliness ras. This is a ghastly sight. Oh, what has happened? What has happened to Mahaprabhu? Yeah, they must have been crying and completely besides themselves. So, Bahir Jadima. Antre Ananda Vival. Externally, Mahaprabhu was completely Jadima. Jadima means like a stone, like Jad Bharat. Unconscious, completely inert. Antare Ananda Vival. But internally, within his consciousness, which was unseen and unknown by anyone else, he was experiencing the greatest Mahaprem, Prema Ananda. Was so extensive, that experience, that he was completely overwhelmed. Vival, Ananda Vival. Gabi Sava Chodike Shunke Prabhura Shriyanga Dura Kaile Nahi Chari Prabhura Shriyanga Sangha Uchakari Shravane Kari Nam Sankirtan Aneka Shane Maha Prabhu Paile Chaitan. So now they're doing Nam Sankirtan. All the devotees began to chant the Hare Krishna mantra very loudly in the Lord's ears. And after a considerable time, Mahaprabhu regained external consciousness. Chaitana haile hasta parabari bahire aila purvavata jata jogya sharira haila. When Mahaprabhu gained external consciousness, his arms and legs came out of his body and his whole body returned to normal. Utiya vasilena prabhu chahena iti uti sarupe kahena tumi ama anila kati. Mahaprabhu stood up and then sat down again, looking here and there. He inquired from Srup Damodar, where have you brought me? Venu Shabda Shunyami, Gailana Brindhavan, Deki Goshte Venu Bajai, Rajendra Nandan. Mahaprabhu told them, "Where have you brought me? After hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, I ran to Brindavan, and there I saw Brajendra Nandan. He was playing his flute in the pasturing grounds." Because earlier, when Kaviraj was describing, when the Lord was chanting Ucha Nam Sankirtan inside the Gambira, he said he heard the sound of Krishna's Venu, Venugan. Krishna has three different flutes, the Venu, Vamshi, and Murali. So the Venu is used for Goshta, for Goshta Lila, for taking care of the cows. Vamshi sometimes, and Vamshi is also used for gopis and also Murali. So when it's saying Venu, we can understand it must have something to do with the cows. Venu is very short, it's only 6 inches long. Very short flute. So a short flute makes a very high pitched sound. And the high pitched sound is very conducive for calling cows that have gone a long way. They've gone very far, they're pasturing up on top of Govardhan Hill, and Krishna wants to come back with the cows for the Uttara Goshta Lila, returning in the afternoon, 3:36 to 6, he's calling all the cows. So when they're up in the hill, if he has Vamshi, which is like 15 to 18 inches long, and Murali is like 30, is 1 meter long, very deep and low sound, imperceptible to everyone but the gopis, the Murali Vadan. So when he plays the Venu, then it carries a long distance, because high-pitched sound carries a long distance. It was very far, and then it catches the ears of the cows and pulls them back to go back with Krishna. So Mahaprabhu was in the night time, and he was chanting Ratri, Divase Ratri Kale Ucha Nam Sankirtan. He was chanting very loudly day and night, and then this is at night, and he heard the sound of Krishna's flute, his Venu. He wanted to join, wanted to run there, and so he went unconscious and entered Vrindavan, Lila Pravesh. I went to Vrindavan and saw Nanda Nandan playing with the cows, playing his flute. Venu Bajai, like we say, Vamshi Bajai, or Bansuri. Hindi they say Bansuri. Bansuri, Vamshi Vajai, Bajai. Sanket Venu Nad Radha, Ani Kunja Gare, Kunjare Chalila Krishna Krida Kari Bhade. So here it's telling that he's also calling Radharani with the Venu. But generally it's explained that Venu is for cows. But it may be also they may be using this word Venu in terms of just flute. But specifically each flute has a different function. But the word Venu can also mean, like we say Bansuri. Well, Krishna has three types of Bansuri, but in Hindi they just say Bansuri. So Venu can also be used to indicate any one of the three flutes, or specifically the Venu, just like we say Vrindavan. Vrindavan means the whole, all the 12 forests, but one of those 12 forests is called Vrindavan. That's a particular area that's demarcated, the Yamuna on one side, Nandagram on one side, from Yamuna to Nandagram, Varsana, Radhakund, Govardhan. This area, that's the forest, the Vrindavan Van, or the Vrindavan, that's the forest of Vrindavan. Then there's Mahavan and Lohavan and all these different Vans. But then the whole, well, I'm going to Vrindavan means the whole area, all the 12 forests. You may be going to Mahavan or Madhavan, but you say I'm going to Vrindavan. So you say Venu, but you may mean any one of the three flutes of Krishna. So here it says, Sanket Venunad Radha Kunjagari. Mahaprabhu is telling, I went to the pasturing grounds. And Nanda, this is so it's daytime, pasturing grounds. Rajendra Nandan goes to the pasturing grounds in the daytime. And I saw Rajendra Nandan, he was playing his Venu, he was calling Radharani to come into a kunjagar, into a forest cottage, kunjagar. And then Krishna entered in that kunjagar, in that bower, to perform pastimes with Radharani in his spurti. He was unconscious externally, but internally he traveled to the Aprakrita Dham. Aprakrita Braja Dham, the transcendental Dham, or Nityalila is always going on. There's Prakat Dham and Aprakat. So he went to the Aprakat Dham, Vrindavan. He traveled there in the wings of consciousness. And he entered the Lila there and he said, oh, why have you brought me? Why have you brought me back? You brought me back here. I was there in the Lila. And this is what I was seeing. that Krishna played his Veena when he brought Radharani to a Kunjagar, and they performed Krita Kari there, Rasa Krita, Rati Krita, intimate conjugal pastimes. Tanra Pache Pache Ami Karanugaman, Tanra Busha Dwanite Amara Harila Shravan. I entered the Kunja just behind Krishna. My ear is captivated by the sound of his ornaments. Gopi Gana Saha Bihar Hasapari Haas Kanta Dwani Ukti Shuni Mora Karno Lhas. I saw Krishna and the gopis enjoying all kinds of pastimes while laughing and joking together. Hearing their vocal expressions enhanced the joy of my ear. Gopi Gan Saha Bihar Hasapari Haas, laughing and joking. Kanta Dwani Ukti Shuni Mora Karno Lhas. Jubilation for the ears. So I heard their kanta dwani ukti. I heard the different expressions, the sweet expressions and sweet talks of the gopis with Krishna. And this was karna ulas. My ear, karna means ears. My ears were greatly happy to hear these beautiful talks with Krishna and the gopis. So this is the ideal way to enter the, or approach the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna by seeing those pastimes through the moonbeams of Mahaprabhu's mercy. The moonbeams of Mahaprabhu's mercy are called Gaur Chandrika. Gaur Chandrika. If we immediately try to enter Krishna's pastimes, then we may become offensive because we don't have the adhikar or the proper purity of mind or heart. We may think that Krishna's pastimes with Radharani and the gopis are like ordinary boys and girls or men and women of this world and their conjugal activities. And we may misconstrue the Lord's dealings or make offense there. But when we approach Gaur-lila, and this is Gaur-lila-Krishna-lila mixed, this is Audarya becoming Madhurya. So the Audarya, the magnanimity, the generosity and magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya, his contribution, his mercy extends to the devotees, and he allows them. His hand in terms of Audarya, then he pulls us into Madhurya. That's his mercy. Like we may be outside, there's a big party going on outside, but we don't have any invitation. Then someone comes out and says, "Oh, come on, come on. Oh no, I haven't been invited. No, I'll introduce you. I'm invited to this party, and if they know you're my friend, then everyone will accept you." So I come outside and I say, "Come on," and I pull you in. So by my association, you enter into the party, and the dancing, singing, all the nice food, everything, and then you get introduction and you experience like everyone else. So this is Audarya becoming Madhurya. The Madhurya Lila is Radha and Krishna's sweet, intimate Madhurya Lila. But now we started with Gaur Lila. We're in Puri, it's in Gambira, and now we're in Jagannath Temple, outside the temple, lying with the cows. Now he's been carried back to Gambira. So this is a very safe, the Gaur Lila is a very safe approach. It's very difficult to become envious of Gaur Lila, or offensive, or to consider Gaur Lila to be immoral. To consider Gaur Lila to be immoral or illicit, it's impossible, because Lord Chaitanya was a very strict sannyasi, and even the wives of his followers, they would offer obeisances to Lord Chaitanya from 100 meters away. So he didn't have any association with any kind of women at all. So it's very strict, so there's no question of any impropriety, immorality, any dealings. But in his meditation, his bhav, he enters into these most covenantal and deep leelas of Radha and Krishna. So if he takes our hand, the Audarya aspect, then we go with him. Because Lord Chaitanya, he's remembering Radha and Krishna. So then he's introducing us. If we go by ourselves, we just walk in by ourselves, we walk into the kunjas and we see Radha and Krishna, we read books which directly take us there, like Govinda Lilamrita or Bhavanamrita, and take us into the confidential pastimes and kunjas. This is Rati Krita, Rati Keli, conjugal amorous leelas of Radha and Krishna. Then we'll say, "Well, what is this? It's just like husband and wife of this world. This is illicit activity. This is immoral." And we'll become offensive. Then we'll be barred from there. So Mahaprabhu is saying, no, you come with me because I'm taking you there. I'm remembering these leelas. And in my smarn and by my audari, by my magnanimity and generosity, I will enable you to slowly approach these leelas and understand them and become qualified someday to serve over there. So that's why we're so fortunate to have the leela of Mahaprabhu. This Antilila Chaitanya Charitamrita is the topmost expose on confidential love of Radha and Krishna. But we can gain some adhikar, some eligibility to enter there by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. That's very wonderful. Leela. This is the process, the sadhana krama. The sadhana krama, the sequence. Sequence of sadhana. Gaur Leela, Radha and Krishna Leela. So Gaur Leela is audharya. Magnanimous, extending, all extensive, all comprehensive, extending to everyone. Come on, everyone, come. Gaur Leela, the Sankirtan Leela, the dancing. And you have a little more adhikar, a little more interest, a little more rag than the intimate Leelas of Radha and Krishna. Different levels of Gaur Leela, and all of them are beneficial for the conditioned soul, especially at different levels as we advance. But it's only possible by the mercy of Gaur Nitai to enter into the understanding of Radha and Krishna Yuga. Narottam Das Thakur sings a bhajan to that effect also. So he's telling, this is what I saw in my meditation, in my smaran, my Leela Pravesh. I saw this wonderful Leela in the forest. All the gopis and Krishna and the Kunja laughing and joking. I became so happy to hear that. Hena Kali, sometimes some acharyas say that this description here indicates Manjari Bhav. That because Lord Chaitanya is saying, I saw Krishna and I saw Radha enter into the grove. Oh, wait a minute. I thought Lord Chaitanya was Krishna. I thought he was Radharani. So who is he now? If he's seeing Radha and Krishna enter into the grove, then what is his identity? What is the identity of the seer? The identity of the seer could be a Sakhi. Of course, one of the type of sakis is Manjari. But some acharyas say this bower pastime, there's also a water pastime where he's waiting on the bank, where he sees them entering into a bower. This is like Krishna also not only experiencing Sakhi Bhava of Radharani, and Krishna is not only experiencing the Mahabhava of Radharani as Mahabhu, he's also experiencing the Bhavalas Rati, or that special type of Bhava of the Manjaris, the Sakhi Manjaris of Radharani, Bhavulas Rati. In a few selected pastimes like this. At any rate, this was his experience. Hina kali tumi sabha kulahala kari ama inha lana aila balatkara kari. All of a sudden you made a tumultuous sound and you brought me back here by force. Shunitena painu se amrita samavani shunitena painu bhushan moralira dwani. Because you brought me back here, I could no longer hear the nectarine voices of Krishna and the gopis, nor could I hear the sound of their ornaments or the flute. So he was having a wonderful, wonderful experience for his eyes and ears and heart, seeing Radharani and the gopis and Krishna, Rajendranandan, seeing the beautiful Kunjagar, Kunjas and forests and groves of Vrindavan. And that was so much nectar for his eyes. Netra Ananda, bliss for the eyes. Then he was hearing so many wonderful sounds. Hearing the sound, firstly he heard the sound of Krishna's flute, and that flute transported him into the kunjas. That sound of that shabda, of that flute vibration transported Mahaprabhu into the kunjas of Vrindavan. And once he entered the kunjas of Vrindavan, then what's going on there? There's laughing, there's giggling, there's joking, there's speaking. Krishna and the gopis. Like anyone does, anyone would do in a confidential setting, husband, wife, whatever. There's so much joking and laughing and things. So Lord Chaitanya, he is privy. He's privy to all this. He's hearing all this, experiencing all this. He's saying, you people brought me here. And I can't hear anymore. I've left that plane. I've left that apricot dam. And I've come here and I can't hear the ankle bells. Murli, now he says Murli Dwani. Bhushan, the orn, Bhushana, Napainu Bhushana Murli, Murli Dwani, the sound of the Murli and the ornaments. And Amrit Samavani. Amrit Amrit Samavani Shunite. When I'm hearing that sound, that vani, that sound of their voice, their voices, it sounds like nectar. It's like nectar pouring on my head. It's nectar for my ears. Krishna Karna Amrita. Krishna Karna Amrita. Nectar for the ears. So this is the nature of Krishna's voice. It's very sweet. It's very deep. It's described in Nectar Devotion that Krishna's voice is deep. Three things of Krishna are deep. The voice, navel, his intelligence. Because he brought me back here, I couldn't hear the Murli Vad. Murli Dvani. Or the Amrit Vani. Amrit Vani. The nectar voice. Bhava Veshe Sorupe Kahina Gadgaravhani Karna Trish Nayamare Pararasayana Shuni. In great ecstasy, Mahaprabhu said to Srub Damodar in a faltering voice, Gadgaravhani, my ears are dying of thirst. Please recite something to quench this thirst. Please let me hear something. Gadgaravhani Karna Trishna. We have Trishna. Trishna. Trishna for Krishna. Trishna means thirst. T for thirst. T for Trishna. He's saying, Karna Trishnaya Mare. Mare. What does Mare mean? Maro, maro. My eyes. Usually we say, I'm dying of thirst. He says, my ears are dying of thirst. Usually we're dying of thirst, we want water. My body is dying of thirst for water. I'm stuck in a desert for 3 days. If I don't get some water right away, I'm going to die right on the spot. Roasted to death in the desert. But he's not saying, I'm not thirsty for water. I'm not thirsty for food or hungry. Usually thirsty means water. But I'm thirsty. It's very funny. How can your ears be thirsty? Usually your tongue is thirsty, your body is thirsty, dry, your body's dry. So much perspiration, exercise, exhaustion, running here and there everywhere, then you feel, your body feels exhausted, fatigued, dried out. You're thirsty. I need water. But this is very extraordinary. He's saying, Karna, Karna, Trishna, Mare. So my ears are dying of thirst. What does he want to hear? What is he thirsty for?
Krishna
Katha. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. Tapta jivan. When the body is burning with fever, then what happens? You become thirsty. Is that right? Your body is burning on fire, you become thirsty. Tapta jivanam. Tap means fire. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. So this is a thing. The gopis are burning. They're burning up in separation from Krishna. They're very thirsty. So Lord Chaitanya is very thirsty in separation from Krishna. And so he's saying, the thirst in my ears can only be satisfied if I hear the nectarian topics, Amrit Vani. Amrit means nectar, liquid, rasam. That rasavani, that nectar vani. Only if I hear this Amrit Vani, this topic's describing Krishna's Naam, Rupa, Gun, Leela. Madhur Naam, Madhur Gun, Madhur Leela. Rupa Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Vena Madhurya, Prema Madhurya. When I hear these sweet nectarian topics of Krishna, then that will quench my thirst. Please, Damodar, O Lalita Sakhi, O Surup Damodar, please recite something to quench this thirst. Let me hear it. Sarup Gosai Prabhura Bhava Janiya Bhagavata Tera Shloka Pare Madhura Kariya. Understanding the ecstatic emotions of Mahaprabhu. Bhav Jani. Surab Damodar in a sweet voice. Madhura Vacha. He recited the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the chapter 29, the 10th canto, verse 40. This particular section, I believe, is called Pranaya Gita. Pranaya Gita is a series of verses where the gopis are speaking to Krishna. Pranaya Gita, revealing their pran. Pranaya is a type of prema, one of the types of degrees of Krishna Prema. Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. There are seven different levels of Prema. Sneha, Man, Pranaya. Pranaya means that my very heart, my heart is in the heart of my beloved. My pran, my heart is in the heart of my beloved. My beloved has any distress, and that's my distress. It's very high level. Kastriyangate kala padamrita venu gita samohitarya charitana chaletrilokyam chalokyaso bhagam iram chanirikshat rupam yadgo drijadruma mriga kulakanya vibran. I don't know the proper meter to recite this verse unless I study it. Sri Damodar quoted this verse from Pranaya Gita to satisfy the Karna Trishna Mara. Mahabhu is dying of thirst, and he's dying of thirst and separation from Krishna. So responding to that bhav, Sri Damodar has decided that this is the ideal verse to satisfy the thirst. Just like if you're very thirsty, what will satisfy your thirst? Someone gives you some 7-Up or some soda, it won't satisfy your thirst. Nothing satisfies a thirst like water. Rasuham apsukanteya prabhasmi shashashuriyo. Krishna says, I am the taste in the water. So what satisfies us, our Trishna is satisfied only by Krishna. Trishna means thirst and Krishna means Bhagavan. So we have thirst, rasuham. Krishna says, I am the rasa. I am the taste in water. When we taste that, we say, ah, it's Krishna. Krishna's a taste of water. Now my thirst is quenched. My thirst is satisfied. So that satisfaction for the burning heart of Mahaprabhu, the burning heart of Radharani, that satisfaction will come by hearing about Krishna, hearing something about Krishna. So Sri Damodar is providing the ideal remedy, the ideal water, the ideal pani to quench his, he's dying of thirst. He says, Krishna, Karna Trishnaya Maro. My ears are dying of thirst. I have to get some rasa. I need some rasa for my ears about Krishna. So this is the ideal verse that Sri Damodar chose. The gopi said, my dear Lord Krishna, where is that woman within the three worlds who would not be captivated by the rhythms of the sweet songs coming from your wonderful flute? Venugit. Who would not fall down from the path of chastity upon hearing this wonderful flute? Oh Krishna, your beauty is the most sublime beauty within all the three worlds. Upon seeing your beauty, even cows and birds and animals and trees in the forest are stunned in jubilation. Go dvija druma mrigha. So the gopis are saying, if we become stunned, we become stumba or stunned by hearing your flute sound and seeing your beauty, that is not surprising. But what is surprising is that even the cows become stunned upon seeing your beauty. Even the druma, the trees, and the dvija, the birds, they become stunned upon hearing your flute. They can't move. So it's not only affecting us. You're a boy of our village, and we're braja chodis. We're girls of this village. So naturally we're affected. You're a young boy and we're young girls, so naturally we're attracted. But even the animals and the non-moving trees, the insentient non-moving trees who don't even have eyes or ears. Cows have eyes and ears, birds have eyes and ears, and we have eyes and ears. But it even goes to the extent that the trees who don't even have any eyes and ears, even they are transformed, even they are stunned in ecstasy upon seeing you. How they see you, they're not worried about that. They become stunned. Such is your beauty. Shuni Prabhu Gopi Bhav. Shuni Prabhu Gopi Bhave Avishta Haila Bhagavatera Shlokera Artakarite Lagila. Upon hearing this verse, Mahaprabhu, overwhelmed with the ecstasy of the gopis, began to explain it. So now he's in Gopi Bhav. this verse all about the gopis experiencing Krishna's beauty and flute has satisfied his thirst. So now Mahaprabhu is going to explain the verse in his own. So this is Mahaprabhu's Tika on the Bhagavatam. This is Mahaprabhu's Bhagavatam Tika. What verse did he give a Tika on? He gave a Tika on this one verse. And how long is his Tika? So Mahaprabhu's Tika on this verse, 21 verses, 21 shlokas, and they're all long shlokas, Sanskrit shlokas. Vallabhacharya Sanatana Goswami, Vishnu Chakravartipad, Sridhar Swami, and so many great acharyas, they've written Sanskrit commentaries on the Sanskrit shlokas of the Bhagavatam, especially 10th canto. So here on one verse, 10.29.40, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given a 21 verse, has written 21 Sanskrit shlokas to describe this verse. So you can imagine what is, of course we can look up, we have this book Sarta Darshini, right? So we can look up Sarta Darshini, we can see the commentary of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur on chapter 29 verse 40. Then we can see Mahaprabhu's. I mean, this is extraordinary. This is a Tika on the Bhagavatam by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah, and then his commentary is Antilila, 29:40, and then Mahaprabhu's personal commentary is given in Antilila, chapter 17, text 33 through 53. Haila gopi bhavavesha, kaila rase paravesha, krishnara shuni up. Haila gopi bhavavesha, kaila rase paravesha. Haila gopi bhavavesha, kaila rase paravesha, krishnara shuni upeksha vachan. Krishnera mukha hasyavani, tagetaha satyamani, roshe krishne dena olahan. Mahaprabhu said the gopis entered into the arena of the rasa dance in ecstasy. Rasa pravesh, gopi bhavavesh. The gopis were absorbed in bhav and they entered. Bhavavesh, rasa pravesh. The gopis entered the arena of the rasa dance in ecstasy, but after hearing Krishna's words of negligence and detachment, they understood that he was going to renounce them. Thus they began to chastise him in anger, because when the gopis got to the rasa dance, Krishna said, "Oh, welcome, gopis. Why have you come here? Have you come to see the beauty of the night? Have you come to see the beautiful moonlight in the forest? Or perchance you have come to pick some flowers? This is not a very good proposal. The forest is a very dangerous place at night. There are many dangerous creatures lurking here, like tigers and panthers. And besides, if you say you're coming to pick flowers, when you bend down to pick some flowers, you might get bitten by a scorpion, or there may be a cobra there. You can't see. There's no visibility. This is a very dangerous place. What to speak, your relatives must be concerned. You're married ladies. And it's certainly immoral and improper for a young married lady, a gopi vadu, a young married lady, it's most improper for her to run into the forest at night. So you should, now that you've seen the beauty of the forest and appreciated the moonlight, now you should go back home to your village. There's no reason to linger here in a place like this. After all, you are young ladies with sumadhyama, a very thin waist, and I am a young man. So naturally my mind may turn to interesting ideas. And what will people think? So the gopis are hearing this and say, what are you talking about? You call us here with the sound, you entice us here and attract us here with the sound of your flute, and now you're playing sleepy. And you're not interested, you're ignoring us, you're neglecting us. Words of negligence and detachment. Tyage taha satyamani. Krishnera mukha hasyavani. It says, Krishna mukha hasyavani. Tyage taha satyamani. Satyaman. It was a fact. Hasyavani. He was with Krishna's mouth, he was speaking very funny words. He was smiling while he was talking. Dena olahana. He was giving chastisement. I mean, they chastised Krishna. They gave him chastisement. What is this? What is this? Why are you speaking like this? This is what the gopis said. Nagar kaha tumi kariya nishchai e tri jagat bhari ache jata yogin hari tomara veno kaha na akarshaya. Oh dear lover, oh Nagar, Yashomati nandana Brajavaranagara. Brajavaranagara means the lover of the village of Vrindavan. The Nagar, Nadia Nagar, means the lover, the beloved. Please answer one question. The gopis are putting Krishna on the witness stand. Now, listen. We want to make some judgment here of your behavior, of your treatment. We have one question to ask of you, my dear sir. Who among all the youthful women within this universe, Tri Jagat Bhari, that bhari means filled or full, laden, in the three jagats, in the three worlds, Bhu, Bhu, Arswa, and he says Nari, Jogyanari, who among all the youthful women within the universe is not attracted by the sound of your flute? In other words, they're saying, every single woman in the entire universe is attracted to your flute. So what do you expect? Kaila Jagate Venu Dwani Sira Mantra Yogini Duti Hana Mohe Nari Man Mahot Kanta Bharana Arya Pata Charana Ani Tomaya Kari Samarpan. When you play your flute, my dear Krishna, the vibration acts like a messenger, Duti, right? Duti means messenger. Siddha Mantra Yogini, like a messenger in the form of a yogini, perfect in the art of chanting mantras. Mantra Yogini, a Siddha Yogi, a Siddhi Yogi who has attained Mantra Siddhi. Your flute, your Venu Dwani is like a yogini, Siddha Mantra Yogini. So when we hear the Venu, the gopis are saying, when we hear the Venu, when we become controlled. It's saying like this. This messenger, this duty, enchants all women. Mohe Nari Man. Mohe Nari. Nari means women. Young women. Mohe. Mo. Mohe Nari Man. Their man, their minds. Nari Man means the minds of all women become mo. They become bewildered. This messenger enchants all women in the universe and attracts them to you. Tomara Venu Kahan Akarshaya, Akarshaya, Karshan, attraction, Krishna, Karshan, Karshati. This yogini, this mantra, Siddha Mantra Yogini of your flute comes and catches all the women and pulls them to you. Then this yogini increases the gopis' great anxiety and induces them to give up the regulative principle of obeying superiors. Finally, this Siddha Mantra Yogini of your Venu Dwani forcibly brings the gopis to you and surrender in amorous love. Mahot Kanta Bhadana Arya Pata Chadana. This is very good. Maha Utkantita. Mahot Kanta Bhadana. It increases Maha Utkanta. It greatly increases our anxiety and our Utkanta, our eagerness and our yearning to meet you. So much so, we become so much eager to meet you that Aryapatan Chahitwa, we completely abandon the Aryapat. Aryapat means the Aryan, the path of Aryan behavior, the path of civilized moral behavior. It's called Loka Dharma, Stri Dharma, Patni Dharma, Chordo, Chadhana. They just reject it. They don't listen to my mother, I don't listen to my father, I don't listen to my mother-in-law, my father-in-law. I run to Krishna. Aryapatan Chahitwa Pejura Makundam Padavim Shrutibir Mimbrigyam is a verse by Uddhava describing the gopis, glorifying the gopis' detachment. Ani Tomaya Kare Samarpan. Then Samarpan. Arpan. Man Tan Dan Krishna. Samarpan. Samarpan. Arpan means worship, dedication, surrendering. Sama means everything, complete worship. If you're completely worshiping Krishna, what does that mean? Sama means everything, complete, full. Like Sankirtan, Sama Arpan means I'm completely worshiping. I'm worshiping Krishna with all my thoughts. I'm worshiping Krishna with all the activities of my body. And I'm worshiping Krishna with all the words of my mouth, kayo, mano, vakya. Right? This is complete. Everything, all your mind offered to Krishna, all your body offered to Krishna, all your words offered to Krishna. Kaya Manavakya. The gopis are saying, this is what this Siddha Mantra Yogini of your flute does to us. Dharma Chadaya Venudwari Hanikataksha Kamasari Lajabaya Sakala Chadai Eva Maya Kari Rosha Kahi Patityage Dosha Dharmika Hana Dharma Shikai Dharmika Hana Dharma Shikai. The vibration of your flute, accompanied by your glance, which pierces us forcibly with the arrows of lust, induces us to ignore the regulative principles of religious life. Dharma Chadai. So this is actually a Bengali comment. This is Lord Chaitanya's Bengali Tika on 10th canto Bhagavatam, Pranaya Gita, chapter 29, verse 40, which is, of course, Sanskrit, the Bhagavatam. This is a Bangla Basha, Bangla Tika. Dharma Chadai. Harivo Ulas. Jal Keli Ulas. Dharma Chadai. Venudware, your flute has opened the door. Your flute has broken down the door. Broken down to the door of our hearts. Broken down the door of our houses. Now Dharma, Stri Dharma, Patni Dharma, Ashram Dharma, Varna Dharma, Loka Dharma, Pura Dharma, Chathai, Chordo. What verse from the Bhagavad Gita explains this tattva? Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papevyo mukshe shamima shuchaha. So that is the tattva, and this is the lila. Right? Lila vichara. The consideration of lila is the gopis' behavior. They are the ideal dharma tyagis. Dharma tyagis. They renounced all dharma for the loving service of Krishna. Hane kataksha kama shari. Shari means arrow. Krishna kripa kataksha, your sidelong glances are like arrows, laja. Arrows, they create arrows of desire. Like arrows of desire that pierce our hearts. And thus, laja baya sakala chadaya. Laja baya sakala chadaya. Laja baya sakala chadaya. Our laja, our shyness is destroyed by that arrow of your sidelong glance. And our shyness is destroyed. And our fear is destroyed. What are they afraid of? Afraid of their father-in-law. Afraid of their mother-in-law. Afraid of their husband. Afraid of the society. Afraid, what will people think if I join ISKCON? What will people think if I put tilak on my forehead and go to work? What will people think if I wear a dhoti in the marketplace? What will people think if I go out in public and chant Hare Krishna? I may see one of my patients. What will people think if I sit in Deer Park on Sunday and do Nam Sankirtan and pass out Maha Prasad and Bhagavad Gitas? What will people think? Who cares? It's called Lokavichar. Lokavichar means consideration of the people. But if we want to have Gopi Bhav, then we have to transcend. Lokavichar, all these, Lokadharma, Stri Dharma, Patni Dharma, is all Sarvadharma and Prityaja. Laja Bhaya Sakala Chadai, Eveyamaya Kari Rosh, Kahi Patityage Dosh. Kare Rosh Kahi Patityag. What does Patityag mean? Renouncing the husband. They gave up all shame and fear. But now, Krishna, now you're angry with us. You're finding fault with our violating religious principles, and which I was explaining yesterday, I mean before, from the Bhagavatam. Krishna's telling him, well, this is immoral. Your husbands will criticize. You should go back. And leaving our homes and husbands. And now you're instructing us about religious principles. We become helpless. Shikai, dharma shikai. Dharmika. Dharmika hana dharma shikai. Now you're becoming very religious, dharmika. And you're teaching us dharma shikai. First you play the flute. You play your flute. And then you force us, you forcibly, Siddha Mantra Yogini, Venu Dwani, Veno Dwani Siddha Mantra Yogini. The sound of your flute is like a Siddha Yogini, Siddha Mantra Yogini. Because it's female, Murali, Vamshi. And that female, that yogini, she pulls us out of our house, yanks us, drags us out of our house. We leave our husbands and everything. That's what your flute does to us. And then we see you with a sidelong glance. You pierce our hearts with lust and intense desire. And now you start speaking, oh, this is not a good thing. This is not very religious. You should go home to your husbands. Why are you out here in the forest in the middle of the night? This is not a place for chaste women. What are you doing? Now we become simply helpless. Now you're acting so religious. You're looking at us with your sidelong glances. You call us with your flute. Now you say, oh, this is, what are you doing here? Hey, why did you... Oh, excuse me, welcome. Swagatam. He says like that in the verse in Sanskrit. Swagatam, oh, welcome. Oh, gopis, why have you come? I can't understand. Why have you come? Please go back. This is not a... So you're making our minds like a yo-yo, either-uder. Come, go. Yes, come to the forest. No, go home. Come to the forest. Yes, let's dance. Hey, what are you doing here? Go home. You're a crazy man. Anyakata anyaman pahiri anya acharan esava shatta paripati tumi jana parihasa hayanarira sarvanasha chada esava kutinati. They're telling Krishna, kutinati. Hey, what is this kutinati? Kutinati means diplomacy, politics. Krishna is a politician. Gopis said to Krishna, we know that this is all a well-planned trick. You know very well how to make jokes that cause the complete annihilation of women. But we can understand that your real mind, words, and behavior are different. Therefore, please give up all these clever tricks. In other words, you're saying one thing, but you're thinking something else. You're saying one thing, but you're feeling something else. You should go. You should go means you should stay. Aren't you worried about your father-in-law and your mother-in-law? Aren't you worried about your husband and your sister-in-law? Means don't worry about them. They're afraid of the dark. And they're afraid of tigers and scorpions. He'll never come here at night, so don't worry about them. And I'm telling you, this is the wrong... You should not be in a place like this. I'm telling you, you should be in a place like this. And I'm saying, what are young girls like you doing with a young boy like me? You shouldn't be here. Actually, I'm saying, young girls like you should be with a young boy like me. We're made for each other. You're young, I'm young. You're pretty, I'm handsome. So, what more? The perfect combination. Ideal situation. I think we'll stop here for now. Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai.